Kia ora and welcome to the Burnt Breakfast right here on RDU 98.5. As you know, my Monday shows are brought to you, to everyone, by the lovely Court Theatre. And every week they come in and I tend to gasbag for slightly too long. And we'll do it again. And today's going to be a fun one because we're talking about the lost sock. I have Andy and Stella from the crew here. Good morning, guys.
Kia ora.
Morena.
It is lovely to have you both here. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, good.
Good.
Pretty
good.
Tired.
I know, it's a Monday morning. It's like, I feel bad asking that. It's like, what do you want me to be? You
know? Do you know what? I actually feel great because I had like 9 hours of sleep, which is a good range for me. Anything below 9 and I'm a zombie.
But, oh, really?
So I'm feeling
really
amazing.
Speaking of sleep, I want to sleep in your jacket. It looks so cozy.
Yeah, it's this fluffy little number. It basically looks like it's been made out of a blanket.
Yeah.
It's so cozy.
Yeah.
It's kind of Cruella de Vil chic.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it.
Hide your dogs. Hide your dogs.
And with your Gorman top as well, I'm feeling real unfashionable right
oh,
now.
Come on. We love the white t-shirt.
The free band t-shirt because if it's free, it's the best. Anyway, that is not at all what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about many great things going on at the Court Theatre, namely one of them at the moment, The Lost Sock. With a name like that, it already sounds fun. Where should we start with this? Andy, could you tell us? Well, you're the writer of The Lost Sock, aren't you?
I'm one of three writers. So I wrote it with Tusk Puppets, who are a puppet theatre company based here in Christchurch. They construct puppets and perform puppet shows, and two of my close friends from university days set it up and started running it in 2020. So we wrote this show in 2020 during the first lockdown when they moved back down to Ōtautahi, based on a kids' book that our mutual friend Charlotte had written back at uni. So it's a story about what happens to the lost sock that goes missing in the wash. You know, when you do your wash and you pull it out the dryer and there's only one sock?
No, two yesterday, two. Unreal. I lost two.
This is the show for you then, my friend. So it explores the story of Joe, who's one of the two socks whose pair Wiz goes missing in the wash, and they have to go through a big journey through the bedroom to go and find their missing pair. So I wrote it along with Tusk Puppets, and I'm directing this production, and we're lucky enough to have Stella, who's playing the narrator, with us today in studio.
Oh, are you the narrator?
I sure am.
Can you give us like a line in your narrator voice?
Oh, it's sort of the same as my presenter voice, I guess.
Right,
it's sort of like, because I worked on What Now for 4 years.
Oh!
So it's like, it's that sort of vibe.
Were you a presenter?
Absolutely. I'm disgusted that you don't know who I am.
Oh, well, something to do with being a grown adult, I think. oh my God,
Give us a flavour of
Give us a little something.
It's got to be the first. First line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wiz was a sock, and so was Joe. They walked side by side wherever they'd go.
Oh my God.
Okay, pay up, Liam. Yeah. That is hard work.
I have no money, okay? As someone who works in the arts industry, you should know that. Yeah. Come on. wow, that is so much fun. Did you do early childhood at uni or something?
No, I went to NASDA.
Oh, right.
The music theatre school just across the road here at Ada. And so did Edwin and Becca.
Oh, right, yeah. With all the sock puppets and the books and stuff, I was like, oh, we got teachers in here.
No, we have performing artists. It's quite fun working on a kids show as well because it is actually one of the filthiest rehearsal rooms you'll ever be in. Obviously, that doesn't translate to the stage.
No.
It is really fun to make work to make kids happy. But something about working on something that has content restrictions and like quite heavy parameters on it just brings out the disgusting side of actors.
Yeah, right. Interesting. It's like the whole it's harder not to laugh when you're told you can't laugh.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I sort of call it like the Disney child star effect. It's like anytime you're put in parameters, you want to be outside.
Whatever you're told to do,
you want to do the opposite. So I think we let that creativity flow and come out in rehearsal so that we can create that product that is within those boxes.
But
it also gives us that freedom for, we have our one adults only show right at the end of the season on the 27th of April, and so it gives us a chance to actually use that and also give some entertainment for, you know, specifically for the grown-ups.
Honestly it's
so funny, it's so much fun.
I'll get to that in a second, but I did want to ask first, have you performed it in front of children yet?
So this is our fifth season of the show. We did our original one in 2021 at Good Times Comedy Club, which was the debut season, and it's been performed all over the country since, in Christchurch again, in New Plymouth. But this is our biggest and baddest season yet.
Oh my gosh, of course.
And the kids love it. I mean, what you can do with a puppet is really, really amazing. And that's why things like Sesame Street and Muppets were so successful, because you can get away with things, but you could also talk to children in a much more direct way than you can if you're an adult on stage talking to a kid. So it's so far had like an amazing reaction from all the kids who've seen it. So we're looking forward to bringing it to heaps of kids this holidays.
Well, and also their reactions are so much more animated as well. I can imagine like the reaction you get from the crowd is quite satisfying.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like the jump from rehearsal room to putting it in front of an audience is always massive with theatre, but especially with a kids' audience, they'll laugh at things that you didn't even know you were doing, and they'll be completely silent through bits that you spent like hours and hours and hours finessing, and they're just so honest with their reactions as well. There's no propriety, and like they don't feel like they have to be a good audience or anything. They just react honestly with what they really think is funny or scary. Or silly.
So it's essentially a journey to find the socks, right?
Yeah, it's a hero's journey. It's like, broadly speaking, a classic story, everyman's story of Joe's sort of journey to overcome their fears and find their missing pair.
I want to see this.
It's also quite silly and like occasionally quite trippy. And it's endearingly kind of weird in the way that we had a lot of fun writing it. Because I think sometimes you can over-sanitize kids' theatre a little bit, and they can tell instantly that you're just trying to feed them tripe. So I think it will be a lot of fun for adults to watch it as well. We had a lot of fun writing it and performing it and rehearsing it. So I think even outside of the adults show, there'll be a lot of joy that adults will get from watching it.
Now, is there like an age range for this?
Yeah, so if you have a look on the Court Theatre, there's a lot of details about, I guess, specific different special shows that we have going on. The age that we sort of recommend is 5 to 9, but like can definitely cater for, you know, outside of those age brackets. I would say that's quite a conservative sort of guess or recommendation. Right. But definitely, I think there's parts for everyone. I think all the characters are written and played so brilliantly. There's a bunch of different puppets, so you know, there's the funny, hilarious, like you know, over the top sort of character that just sort of pops in and like steals the show, and you know, there's the really caring ones and the really clueless, and I think it's really fun. It doesn't matter what age you are. Like, I find it hilarious.
I'm
sitting there, like, in my chair trying not to laugh.
And scenes and stuff.
Yeah. So I really do.
And, like, no wonder you would get a bit silly at rehearsal, you know? Like, and it's quite a joyful thing you're rehearsing in the first place. I was wondering, could I drag an 18-month-old along?
Yeah,
is my excuse to go. I think that's fine.
There's no restrictions on who you can bring. And there's also lots of young kids at these Court Theatre shows. Ushers will really brilliantly cater for that. If you need to run out, you can. It's only about 50 minutes long. So it's not a marathon sitting. So yeah, bring babies, bring whoever you want.
Now, the adults only show, I can imagine there's a lot of like I wish I could use that joke. Can you get to save it for the adults?
Yeah, so 27th of April at 7:30, that's our closing night. We're doing an adults-only performance, which I think is R16.
Is it 27th or Saturday?
Saturday, 27th of April, yeah. And it is, every time we've done this show, we've done an R18 version of it. Because you do want to like get all the funny, filthy jokes out.
Totally,
it's also just quite nice, I think, for adults to be able to see this really nice show without kids there, if they don't have kids themselves, or if they feel awkward coming, or for whatever reason. It's a show to have a glass of wine and enjoy the show with just surrounded by adults. But we do sort of blew the show up a little bit. We've put in all the fun gags that we joke about in rehearsal, and we have live director commentary and host from myself and the amazing Truby Dylan Smith. So it's got a lot of bonus content, I think, is what we call it these days.
Yeah, and it's funny. So Truby and I co-hosted What Now together.
Yes.
So we're very close.
I feel terrible because I do actually know who Truby is.
And
but
I know that... Oh, no. No worries, Liam. No, but like we're really close and our favourite thing to do when we're working together was yes and. Everything.
Conversations, everything.
And so I know he's going to be putting me through the ringer, like really throwing me in it. So I know it's going to be hilarious.
Truby is so quick on his feet as well. Yeah. Like so funny.
Very, very quick.
Now this is hard for you to answer because it's about yourself. But are you quick on your feet? Reactive?
I guess we'll find out on the 27th of April, Liam. I don't do improv. But I'm a musician and kind of like to think that, I probably think I'm quicker than I am.
Right, okay.
So I put my hand up being like, I'll do this, but I might just get my ass handed to me on Saturday. So that's part of the fun.
What sort of musician are you?
I do musical theatre, so I play piano and a little bit of sax and guitar. So that kind of requires a lot of different stuff. But yeah, musicals is the game.
I was talking about saxophones earlier, actually. Were it's a you? Very sexy instrument.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Yeah. What does a director's commentary entail in this situation?
This is kind of the funny thing is that you get a DVD director's commentary.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
And they sit in a studio and overlay commentary to the DVD or to the performance.
Yeah.
We're doing that but live. So it's going to be Truby and I talking through the performance in armchairs on the side of the stage, giving live redirects to the actors. So if we want to see them do something slightly different, we'll stop the show and get them to try it again. We might just... It's just sort of meant to create another element of performance.
Mm.
And it's part of the fun is that that's not how theatre works at all.
No.
So it's kind of designed to make it a little more difficult and a little more like niggly for them to all do.
That's so interesting. When I like pause and think about it for a second, though, I can see that concept in theory being quite hilarious.
Yeah.
You could totally use it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this seems so exciting. I'm so crazy for socks now, and I hope they get found. Hey, is there anything we have missed? Tickets you can get at Court Theatre's website.
Yeah, courttheatre.org.nz. The show opens tomorrow on the 16th of April and closes on Saturday the 27th of April. We have daily shows 11 a.m. and 1 p.m, but there are a few days with public holidays we don't have in there. So go to the Court Theatre's website for those deets.
Yes.
And it's $12 each. It's a flat price.
Oh, that's a bargain.
It's great. So the Court have really done a great job of making it affordable, which I think for families is Gucci.
Yes. Oh, no one says Gucci enough on this show.
Gucci.
Thank you. And you what do you do for vocal exercises?
Vocal exercises.
Is that something you have to do for this?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually have a music background as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so I studied music at through Mains, but at Waiariki
in Rotorua. Oh, Mains!
Yeah, so we studied a Mains course, but I did it in the Rotorua campus.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so music background. Also, Andy was totally underselling themselves about about how musical they are. Honestly, so such an incredible
fucking
composer and everything.
Yeah. humble people, and it's just frustrating.
Yeah, but definitely we do warm-ups and things like that. And I think the fun part that has been different about theatre for me, because my obviously music, and then I've got a TV background as well, and kapahaka, is learning new sort of like lingos and also also new vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, right.
So like there was
right.
the first week, I was like, there was this one, and it's like babbling brooks and buzzing bees bask in the brisk. See, I can't even say.
Yeah,
it's so hard. It's so
difficult.
Oh
my god!
But
yeah,
so learning lots of different vocal warm-ups has been really fun.
Okay, I might need some advice from you actually, because eating peanut butter on toast is a terrible vocal warm-up, and I do it every day. Right. Well, I always go way overboard with this segment. It's just great chat. Guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Once again, to our audience out there, we've got Andy and Stella here from The Lost Sock. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been an absolute delight. Good luck with it all. And I might just have to come and see the adult show, I think.
Yes. Absolutely. Do come.
Okay.
Actually,
right.
Come twice.
Yeah.
To the normal show and then also to
the adult
only.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, I'd love to compare and contrast. Yeah. Run an essay about it.
Yeah, do a little review.
Hand it into the English teacher.